This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball. This is Brian Piscatelli and Gavin Piscatelli coming to you live from Allegheny Limestone High School. And this is the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. So, Gavin's a little bit different this year. It's not a tournament. Looks like there's one 8-team boys section, and everybody gets two games. So tonight, the Owls are going to play the Olean Huskies. This is the nightcap of today's events. Win or lose, doesn't matter. Tomorrow, the Owls come back at 2:30, and they're going to play Wellsville. So they know their time. They know their opponent tomorrow. So Owls are 3-5 on the season.
Yep, 3-5. Coming off back-to-back losses, tough losses, at home against Ridgeway and on the road at DCC, both by single digits.
Yep. Yeah, so some keys to the game tonight is, we're north of the border. So
shot
New York
clock.
State, we got the shot clock. So it's going to be a little bit interesting for the boys from Bradford because we do have that 35-second shot clock. That's something that they're not accustomed to. I kind of wish Pennsylvania would adopt it. They don't. They haven't yet. But, it kind of speeds up the game a little bit. And in the fourth quarter, like we just saw that game end, Salamanca beat Warren by a point. It makes it very interesting at the end of the game when you have that shot clock because you don't necessarily have to foul. You can let them play out that possession. But looking at the Owls, like we said, they're 3-5, coming off a couple tough losses. And really, I think the key here is over the next 2 days here is just find an identity. As we leave this showcase here after tomorrow, they're going to kind of get into some league action after the first of the year. So they just got to find some identity here. As you mentioned, they've had some close losses, some tough losses, and some of that goes to some slow starts.
Yeah, that first half against Ridgeway couldn't get anything going offensively. And most importantly, they couldn't rebound on the defensive end, which might be a problem tonight as Olean does have some length to them.
Yeah, they got, looking at them warm up, they got a couple kids. They're not overly tall. I think, Bradford matches up pretty well. A couple kids look like, they have a little bit of height to them. But, they just need a fast start.
Yep.
And maybe that shot clock will help them because, it goes against what Coach Bernardi and his team wants to do. He wants to play slow. He wants to play methodical. He wants to move the ball on the offensive end. You're only going to have 35 seconds to do that. So it'll be interesting to see if they kind of pick up the tempo a little bit today and, and speed up that game. And that may help them find that identity.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with playing fast, you have wings like Jake Franz, Brendan Warner. With that 35-second shot clock, it's not going to be a lot of standing around. It's going to be constant moving offensively. And if you can get Jake going downhill, that's what you want offensively for Bradford.
Yeah, and those two you just mentioned, France and Warner, they both had 20 points apiece in that loss down at DCC. So, Bradford does have some kids that can put the ball in the hoop. We've seen it from France. We've seen it from Warner. We've seen it from Weinberg. Gleason can put the ball in the hoop. They got some guys that can. I think hopefully, we'll see that rotation roll in here and, they can work it through. So we got about 2.5 minutes here before the tip. So we're going to throw it back to Nick, the producer here, for a couple commercials, and then we'll be right back for Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Dolls Basketball here at the Joe DiCerbo Showcase Classic. It does look like we're going to do a national anthem here before this game. I wasn't sure since, this is the last game of the day, but it looks like they are. So we're going to throw it back again one more time. We'll be back in a minute after the national anthem. This is Bradford Dolls Basketball on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back once again to Olean Limestone High School. Again, it's the Bradford Owls versus the Olean Huskies. We're getting ready for some starting lineups here. You have to apologize. We don't know who the starting lineups for either team are right now. We're kind of up in a corner crow's nest here, so we didn't have a chance to talk to anybody before the game since we're not courtside. So let's see, as we'll just walk you through the lineup as the announcer does here. Looks like they're running through here we go. Here's the starting lineup. They were doing the reserves first. So, Gab, go ahead with the starting lineup here.
So, starting for the Owls, number two, senior Lucas Johnson. Sophomore, number three, Talon Reese. Junior, number 10, Jake Franz. Junior, number 12, Brendan Warner. And finishing off for the Owls is Chase Weinberg wearing number 21 and a junior as well.
So young team, one senior, three juniors, and a sophomore on the starting lineup. Olean, don't know much about them, but we're going to see here in a minute. Well, the Owls are coached by Coach Bernardi, assisted by Coach Gleason and Coach Nuzzo. Olean, they're coached by Tim Kolasinski. Sean Finch and Jared Childs are the assistants. Longtime coach Jeff Anastasia. He's retired. So we got sophomore number 5, Caden Tingley. We have sophomore number 10, Sullivan Hoffman. We have senior number 12, Jake DeRose. Senior number 23, Thomas Bates. And junior number 25, Isaiah Smith. So it looks like they have a pretty young team as well. So we'll see how that plays out here. But I think, you know, like we talked about at the onset here, I think it's going to come down to the shot clock for the Owls.
Absolutely. They normally like to set up the offense and find that one good shot after working around for a minute, minute and a half. But now, like you said, you got 35 seconds, and some of those shots near the end, they're not going to be the best shots, but you're going to have to live with them.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that first quarter is going to kind of tell us because, as we mentioned, you know, they kind of had some slow starts out of the gate. You know, and the bench has got to communicate with them. You know, when it gets down, mm-hmm. when it gets down under 10, those reserves on the bench, they really got to communicate and, you know, start counting that down for them so they know, you know, where they're at. Because, you know, even though the shot clock's right above the hoop, sometimes it's hard to
especially,
pay attention
especially
to that.
From being from PA, yeah. You're not accustomed to it.
So their tip, Weinberg wins the tip. It's France is over the timeline. Looks like the Huskies are in man-to-man. So we got Johnson driving down the left side. He pulls it back out. Looking for, oh, it's going to be a steal. He tried to get it to Reese down low, but that didn't go. And then we got Olean coming back the other way, and Jack DeRose, and he hits a three. So right away out of the gate, that's 3-0 Olean.
That's not the start the Owls envisioned there. Warner on the other end, however, three ball off the mark. And it is going to stay with the Owls.
Yeah, Reese, he was battling inside there with Isaiah Smith. And, you know, ended up going off of Isaiah Smith's hand. So it's going to be Bradford inbounding underneath with a fresh shot clock.
And quite the inbound defense there from Olean. They had two guys on the ball, but it doesn't work as Reese finds Weinberg. And he hits a nice little jumper shy of the free throw line.
Yes, that's two for Weinberg. And as we mentioned, you know, Weinberg's had a nice start to the season. You know, he's there's going to be a steal.
Lucas Johnson the other way. Nice pass, Weinberg. And they're going to. Looks like the Owls are going to reset here. Franz up top. Over to Reese. Reese to the corner to Johnson. Johnson back up to Franz. Franz dribbles right. Kicks to Johnson for three. Oh. No good.
That's going to be Olean with a rebound coming the other way. Olean looks like they want to push the ball here. You know, they're not giving the Owls much time to set up. And the Owls are back in a 2-3 zone here. We've seen that a lot so far from the Owls.
And with the 35-second shot clock, play 35 seconds of good defense, but you have to rebound. That shot clock resets on an offensive rebound.
Yeah, and the one thing that the Owls struggled with is rebounding out of that 2-3 zone. And the problem with that is you're not assigned a man to actually box out. So that's the trouble they have there. And there's a long shot just inside the three-point line. And that's Talon Reese for two. And the Owls, they're up. They're down 5-3, excuse me. 5-3.
Wait,
4-3. I was going to say, I knew that Olean had the three-pointer and Bradford didn't. So they kind of had me confused there on the scoreboard. So it's 4-3 Owls with a lead. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Owls still in the 2-3, and that's another three from Olean off the mark as Jake Franz grabs the board. Franz is going to bring it across the timeline. Finds Reese. Reese to the corner to Weinberg. Weinberg finds a cutting Jake Franz, and it's off of Franz out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a tough little pass. It was Franz got kind of bottled up down there on that box, and there wasn't really much room to maneuver, and he just couldn't actually get his hands on the ball.
And here's that 1-2-2 press from the Owls that they really like. They used it a lot in the Ridgeway game. It sped up Ridgeway at times and created turnovers, but here we have a and one. That is number 25, Isaiah Smith.
Yeah, so he kind of got loose in the backside of that zone, went right to the hoop. You know, Olean's aggressive. So far, they've taken it to the hoop a couple times, and that's going to be a foul on Lucas Johnson, and we're going to have Isaiah Smith at the line for the and one here.
Free throw from Smith is up, and no good, rebounded by Weinberg. Big rebound there by Chase Weinberg.
And now Olean put the press on, but the Owls had no trouble getting that ball over half court. As they whip it around, they got Warner down in the corner. He passes up the shot up top to Weinberg.
And now looks like Olean may be in a zone. No, it's a soft man.
Yeah, they kind of sag and they switch.
Very soft man.
We got Reese inside looking for Weinberg, and it's a turnover coming the other way. And it's going to be off of Olean, Bradford ball. Olean got a little bit sloppy coming down court there, and Franz got his hand on the ball, deflected it, and then went off of an Olean player out of bounds. So it's 5-4. Olean with 4:55 to go here in the first quarter. And again, Olean has that little 1-2-2 zone press similar to what the Owls had.
Nice pass by Jake Franz, finds Bren Warner down low, and he hits the nice little jumper. Great way to break the press there. Jake went up the sideline, dribbled in, found Warner on the baseline, and he knocked down the shot.
Yeah, so 6-5. Owls retake the lead here.
Almost a steal.
Yeah, good hustle by France.
Another three from Olean, and that's good. Man, they aren't shy shooting these threes today.
No. So that's Caden Tingley. That's the second three of the game, and it's Olean retakes the lead 8-6. 4:18 to go here in the first quarter. Fast-paced first quarter. Not too many whistles.
And Weinberg was all alone down underneath, but he was shocked by how open he was, and it kind of took him a minute to process it, and the shot ended up getting blocked.
Yep, and Olean right away, they're coming back the other way. Olean player all the way out of bounds, and they almost threw the ball to him. I'm not sure what he was doing, but he was about 10 feet outside of the baseline, and his teammate almost threw it to him out of bounds. But ended up being an Owls, Olean turnover. Owls going back the other way.
Olean's not pressing this time. They set up to it and then just kind of drop back. And they're playing an extended man now as opposed to the soft sagging off. And Franz dribbles in, and that's blocked. Olean comes the other way. This is DeRose with the ball on the side. He finds Thomas. Thomas Bates, that is. Smith for three. No good. And rebounded by Olean. And no good again, and that's Weinberg with the rebound.
Yeah, that's that again. That was Anastasia there with the rebound inside. The Owls had that 2-3 zone, but he kind of sliced down the middle and got that board. Luckily, Olean missed, and Owls got the rebound. France drives the baseline up and under, and it's good. Nice. So now we're tied at 8-all.
That's a great take from Jake Franz there. He found the soft spot in that man defense and drove baseline.
Almost a steal by the Owls, as that was Weinberg and Franz with hustling up for the ball. Olean comes back. They fire up another three,
wow.
And that's good.
That was a deep 3-2 from Jack DeRose.
That's his second three of the game, and now it's 11-8. Olean here with 2:50 to go. And Franz, the same play as he just had a minute ago, but this one's off the back of the rim, no good. As he drove baseline, got behind that Olean defense and missed it. And there's another three by Olean. And that's going to be a timeout, 30-second timeout. So we'll take a quick timeout back to the station. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota, Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back, Bradford Owls basketball here. Brian and Gavin Piscatelli coming to you live from Allegheny Limestone High School as it's the final game of the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. Again, it's not a tournament. It's a classic now. So, you know, you just come over here, play a couple games. Owls got Olean tonight in the nightcap. And then tomorrow, 2:30 against Wellsville. But, you know, so far, Gav, it's been the three-point line for Olean, as that's fitting at the other end. And he goes baseline and hits about a six-foot jumper. And that brings the Owls back up down 14-10. But that three-point line... Yeah. You know, it's
really killing the Owls right now. And I think part of the problem is, as you can see, they were originally in that 2-3 zone to start the game. They've gone to man because they were in the 1-2-2 press and dropping back into the 3-2. They kind of lost guys on the key, and they were. And Olean's not afraid of shooting those threes, and they just made four of them already.
Yeah, so that's Bates again. He's had the last five for Olean. He had the three, now the two, and it's 16-10 Olean as he kind of drove down the middle up and over France. Yeah, so, you know, out of that timeout, it was Coach Bernardi and that adjustment on the defensive end. He had to get out of that zone and go to the man. Let's see what the Owls can do on the offensive end. Fitting top of the key, a little bit of trouble.
Shot clock getting to 10 here.
This is the first time we've seen it get down low for the Owls, and that's France with a long three. That's no good.
Here comes Olean the other way. That's number 23, Thomas Bates. He finds Jack DeRose on the wing. DeRose still on the wing. Pump fakes. Looks inside to Bates, and that's going to be a two for Thomas Bates. That's seven straight for Bates for Olean.
Yeah, Weinberg was fronting him, which wasn't a bad play by Weinberg, and he got a hand on the ball on the pass, but there was no backside help there for the Owls.
Corner three from Warner.
That's
no
short
good.
Off the front of the rim, and now Olean. Oh, that's a good steal by Fitton. Weinberg, top of the key, over to France, left wing. He drives baseline, kicks it up top, and nobody home. So it's going to be a turnover going back the other way. It's going to be Olean coming back right around midcourt here.
That was a nice idea by Jake there. He saw Talon Reese wide open at the top, but he kind of put it in between him and Isaiah Fitton, and both thought it was going to the other, so they just kind of stood around and watched.
A couple subs here for the Owls.
Yeah, we have number one Adam Ward into the game.
And Lucas Johnson.
Lucas
back
Johnson
in.
Came back in.
So you got Johnson, France, Ward, Warner, and Weinberg for the Owls. So we got 25 seconds to go here.
Shot clock and game clock not really separated.
Pretty much lined up. So Olean can hold this one. They're up 18-10. Owls need to stop. They don't want to come out of this first quarter down 10. So let's get 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Good D by the Owls. Olean kind of looking for a three, I think, but I don't know if they're going to get one off. And that's a good block by Ward on that three-pointer. A gutsy block because, if he would have got him on the hand, that's three free throws. But anyways, end of the first quarter. Olean leading Bradford Owls 18-10. We'll throw it back for a couple minutes here. And this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Allegheny Limestone High School. Again, this is Brian and Gavin Piscatello here in the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. Again, a little bit of a tough start for the Owls, but this is what we've seen from the Owls. You know, they seem to regroup at halftime, but they still got three quarters left to go here. It's down 18-10, but really the story is the four three-pointers for Olean, and then that 7-point run by number 23, Thomas Bates. You know, he kind of put the team on his back there when, the score was 11-8, and he scored seven straight to get it to 18, and it's 18 to 10. So it's only a ball starting the first quarter here. Again, Owls back in that man-to-man. They're trying to nullify any of that three-point line, defense and shooting that Olean has.
Not only is it a man, it's an extended man. They're playing up past the three-point line, and they just created a turnover.
And that's going to be an over and back.
Yep.
Yeah, over and back. I thought they might have got a shove on Warner there. Oh, they got the foul on Thomas Bates, 23 for Olean. Okay, so they got the foul instead of the over and back. It looked like Warner and Bates got kind of tangled up.
Could have went either way, really, or just not at all.
Yeah, I was thinking they were just going to go with the over and back, but Owls inbound, Johnson up top to France. France go over the timeline to Warner on the right wing. He's surveying. He gets a screen from Weinberg. Weinberg rolls. Little 10-footer from Weinberg, and that's good. So it's 18-12. Weinberg with the two-pointer with 7:23 to go here in the second quarter.
And the Owls got back into that 1-2-2 press, and they are back into a, looks like, a man. Great job by the Owls to match up man, but then just a breakdown down low, and two more for Olean.
Yeah, Caden Tingley got loose there. He kind of got lost down there on the baseline, and he went up and under for two, so it's 20-12. Again, that eight-point lead for Olean. The one thing, if as long as Bradford can score, they can set up that press. They can't really set that up on an offensive or a defensive rebound there by the Olean Huskies.
And Warner for three here, and that one goes around the rim and no good. Jack DeRose comes down with the board for Olean.
Yeah, so we got France, Ward, Johnson, Weinberg, and Warner on the court for the Owls. There's another three-pointer for Olean. No good, and that's Warner with
the
rebound.
That's a tough rebound by Brendan Warner, too. He had Isaiah Smith all over him, and he was able to rip it away from him.
Oh, and that was France going down the middle of the lane, and his shot got blocked. And now Smith comes back the other way, a little bit reckless, and it's going to be off of Olean. Yes, off of Olean. It's going to be Bradford ball.
Went off Tingley as Smith tried to kick it to him in the corner. Kind of went through Adam Moore's legs and then kind of nicked off of him.
It must have hit his hand or something going out of bounds. We have another sub here for the Owls, and that's going to be number 35, A.J. Gleason, in the ball game. And Warner's going to take a little bit of a rest.
This is A.J.'s first involvement in today's game. As Franz finds Weinberg on the right corner, Adam Ward in the corner. Back to Weinberg. Johnson on the left wing to Franz down in the corner. Weinberg with a nice cut. A.J. down low, up and under. No good. He had a good look there, but it was some pretty tough defense from Olean.
It was. Another three by Olean, and they don't mess around.
That's Jack DeRose.
Yeah, so that's two passes, and they got DeRose all the way up here in the corner. So the one thing Owls got to be careful of, that when you watch the Owls take a shot, DeRose, he's just going to the other end. And so he's going to let his four teammates rebound, and he's just picking one corner to go to. And he's got 9 points, all those on three-pointers. So it's 23-12. Olean has the lead here.
And they got Jake Franz with a carry as he tried to go down the left wing. And Jake doesn't really agree with the call, but it was a borderline call there.
He does do that a little bit. And that's going to be a steal by Johnson. Got to be careful. He's right there at the timeline, not to get an over and back.
And good job there by Johnson to get out of that pressure. Finds Franz to Gleason, and Gleason puts it in for two. That was a great job by Lucas Johnson to get out of that trap in that corner.
Yeah, he had a great steal, and then he got trapped in the corner. We got a 30-second timeout here by Olean. We'll throw it back for a quick commercial. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, Bradford Owls Basketball. Owls trailing 23-14 with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter versus the Olean Huskies. And again, it's just that it's really coming down to the three-point line right now. The Owls, they do like to take a couple threes here and there. They don't have any yet, but you got six five three-pointers here by Olean.
And three by Jack DeRose alone.
Yeah. Almost another over and back, as this is good defensive pressure here by the Owls, as Olean, they like to really spread it out. And so everybody is out along the three-point line, and they either drive to the basket or they take a three. That's a strong rebound by Gleason, and Ward leaked out the other way. And
double dribble, they're calling there.
He must have put the ball down with two hands. I don't know. It was, I thought maybe his foot slipped.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they might have got a walk, but they went double dribble. But it was a good idea by Ward to leak out. And that's
Bates
really
from
a,
way downtown.
Yeah, that was past the 6 foot line.
Yeah.
on the volleyball line there. So that was a deep three. So Owls coming back the other way, still down 23-14. They're moving the ball. That's France. He's got that little baseline drive, which he's done numerous times.
Offensive foul on Jake.
Yeah. So he's done that about four times. He gets down in that left-hand baseline, and he drives to the hoop. You know, he did get a nice bucket out of the one. You know, he got a shot block, missed another one, and now he gets the charge. So I think Olean's kind of seeing that when he gets over there, and it's that little help defense that they got coming back, and the guy set up for the, you know, and took the charge. So Olean over the timeline. Again, Owls in that man-to-man, and that's another quick shot in and out.
And they're going to get Jake with a push underneath.
Oh, so that's
too quick on Jake.
Quick on him. So it looks like he might be coming out. Yes, he is.
Talon Reese is checking in for France.
Yeah, so France out, Reese in. So we got Reese, Gleason, Ward, Fitton, and Weinberg.
Owls had some trouble, you know, matching up on the out-of-bounds underneath, but they got it all sorted out there.
Yeah, I don't think they really just communicated that well on the when the substitution came in and out, and that's going to be a shot up and no good by Olean, and that's Reese going back the other way. Ward top of the key over to Fitton. Fitton takes a look top of the key back to Reese. Reese is going to go down the middle. Got to be careful not to take the charge, and that up and no good. Olean's pushing it back, and they got to watch out. That's
DeRose.
DeRose, and you know he gets down there very quickly.
Yeah, and offensively, I'd really like to see the Owls get some cuts inside. You know, so from our viewpoint, they have every about pass three times down the floor. If they just do a wraparound cut to the other block,
yeah,
they'll have a wide open layup.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy for us to see. Not so much for everybody else there on the coaching staff. And that's an up and under by Gleason.
They're going to get a little travel.
Okay. So 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter, 23-14. You know, maybe we can send a paper airplane down to Coach Benardi with a little bit of a play or something off the crow's nest here, and you know, and he can try something. Again, Olean quickly back the other way, and that's a drive to the hoop, and that's number 14. That's Cade Anastasia, his first points of the game. And now we're back up to an 11-point lead here for Olean, 25-14. You know, Bradford kind of stalled up a little bit here in that on the offensive end. They've only got 4 points here in the second quarter compared to seven from Olean. Yeah. So Olean's been able to extend that lead a little bit here in the third or in the second quarter. So 2:42 to go. Owls inbounding. You know, one thing, the shot clock really hasn't come into play yet for the Owls, which is a good thing. 2-3 zone by Olean, and that's going to be a three by Weinberg. That's no good. And
got a push on Cade Anastasia underneath.
Okay.
Kind of pushed Adam Ward in the back there to grab that rebound. He really didn't need to.
No, he had a size advantage, a healthy size advantage over Wardy there. And, you know, he would have definitely got the rebound. So that's Fitton, top of the key, over to Ward. Ooh. And that's out of bounds. That's another turnover by the Owls. They just got to settle down,
yep.
You know.
I do like what they did on that out-of-bounds there. Every out-of-bounds underneath, Olean puts two guys on the inbounder, and Isaiah Fitton just kind of filtered out to the three-point line.
Yeah.
And he had an open shot, but he elected, you know, to run the offense.
Yep, yep.
And Jack DeRose in the corner again, and that's good.
Wow, 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 wow. So that's four threes by Jack DeRose, and now that runs the lead up to 28-14. They've kind of doubled up the Owls here. That's Ward up and under, underneath,
ooh.
No good, and he looks like he might be hurt.
He took a shot there.
He's up and running back down court, though. Oh, and then we had Anastasia down the middle. You know, Ward went down on that play, so they were kind of playing with four defenders back there. And, you know, it was 5-on-4, and we had one guy, only had a guy go right to the hoop. And that's going to be, oh, no, it's not
almost
a steal.
And Olean really gets up in these passing lanes and doesn't give Bradford any easy passes.
Fitting no good, and Olean's...
It's going to be a jump ball.
Jump ball, and it's going to be Bradford ball. Good hustle there by Gleason to tie up Olean, so it's going to be Bradford ball. But, you know, they had Olean had three people releasing down court. You know, again, you know, they're not hanging back to rebound. And, you know, when you're up 16 points like that, you have that luxury where you can do it.
And there's that two guys on the inbound again, and Bradford almost beat it as Weinberg drove down the lane but missed the left-handed layup. Olean the other way, and in the corner, nice trap there, and it's a turnover. Weinberg got his hands up, and it went to Reese, but then Jack DeRose steals it right back. DeRose booking. Smith for three. Book
that's
it.
Good. Wow, wow. Another three. And that's 33-14, and...
I don't believe that Russ gave John Benardi, Coach John Benardi, a timeout, but he seems like he did not want one.
What's going on here? I don't know. I'm not sure what happened.
And they are going to no timeout. Yeah, by the way Coach reacted to that, he must have said... something close to timeout regarding get the ball up the floor, but
something, I don't know, not sure, but anyways, that there was a couple subs for Bradford there, so they got back in the ball game. So 33-14 with a minute to go here in the second quarter. That's Ward up top over to Johnson, right wing back up. Oh, that's gonna be another turnover for the Owls.
Oh,
that's an over and back, but Fitton did get run over, but it is an over and back first.
That was a smart play, though, by Isaiah Fitton. You pick up, you take that over back, because Olean had two guys crashing, and that's 2 points the other way.
Yeah, it was good hustle by Fitton. But, you know, that's like three times there where the Owls kind of got caught up there where they're passing back to the top of the key, but that guy's cutting at the same time. So just that, you know, that a little bit of communication just isn't there right now. So we got Olean back at the offensive end. Owls in that 2-3 zone now. DeRose drives, and that's going to be another long three, and no good off the rim. That's Gleason with a board. Going back the other way, Lucas Johnson. So
game clock is below the shot clock, so the Owls can hold for one here.
Yep, they can hold for one. They just got to shoot it before a second goes, I guess. That's a long three by Fitton. No good, and it's going to be DeRose running that rebound down. Layup, and that's good.
That was an extremely long rebound. It ran all the way to half court before Jack DeRose got it, and Jack DeRose gets a steal here. And Olean, no good at the buzzer.
Okay. So, after the first half, it's Olean 35, Bradford 14. We'll come back in a few minutes for some halftime stats. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end January 3rd. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Halftime here in the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, and the Owls are trailing the Olean Huskies 35-14 here at the half. Tough half for the Owls there. A couple inopportune turnovers, but the big thing is the three-point shooting for Olean. They had seven threes. Seven threes in that game, and they were led by Jack DeRose. He had four of the seven. He had 14 points, so he actually matched the Owls on the score sheet, 14 for 14, just himself. We had Kate Anastasia with two. Thomas Bates had one three for 7 points. Isaiah Smith had a three for 5 points, and Caden Tingley had a three for 5 points. So, you know, of the five scorers there for Olean, four of them have hit a three. Kate Anastasia, the only scorer who only had the 2 point basket. Again, 35-14. What do we have there for the Owls?
They have five guys with 2 points: Talon Reese, Jake Franz, Brendan Warner, Isaiah Fitt, and then AJ Gleason, and then Chase Weinberg with four.
Yeah, hopefully Coach Bernardi, he can make some adjustments here. You know, the one good thing, again, is
shot clock.
You know, the shot clock. If this was in Pennsylvania, we're down at Elk County, what they're at a 35-14 game, they're going to back it out, and they're going to play four corners, and they're going to burn off 4 or 5 minutes in a possession.
Bradford would be lucky to get one shot off.
Yeah, here it's going to be a lot different, so they're, that shot clock really turns the game over, speeds it up. Olean has to shoot it. But they're, as we saw, they're not afraid to shoot it, though. They don't. They don't waste any time. I mean,
numerous of them came from that 6-foot line on the volleyball court on here in Allegheny Limestone,
and they don't chew up much of that shot clock. So hopefully, they go cold and the Owls go hot here.
Foley can make 7 3.5. Why not, Brad?
That's right. That's a great analogy there. You know, Foley can, Bradford can too. So, you know, we got to get France rolling a little bit. You know, he's kind of their spark plug, their catalyst, and you know, just like the entire Owls team, he's had a lot of slow first half starts, and he picks it up in the second half. So we got to get France rolling, and I think that just, you know, a couple shots for them to fall will just get a little bit of momentum. But it's been a pretty clean game. I think there's only, you know, Bradford didn't shoot any free throws. Only in had the and one, and he missed it. You know, that was Isaiah Smith. So there was only one free throw shot there in the entire first half. So, you know, we got 3 minutes to go here. You know, we'll throw it back for, you know, a couple more commercials here. Again, this is Owls down 35-14 at half here in the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Showcase. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devon and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Allegheny Limestone. Again, Brian and Gavin Pescatelli bringing you Bradford Owls basketball. The nightcap here of the DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, formerly the old IBO tournament. You know, again, a new format this year. Not sure why, but it's you know, you just play a couple games. You know that, you know, it's good. You know, it's some of these opponents that the Owls wouldn't normally play. A couple New York State teams playing in a New York State court with that shot clock again that we spoke about. But you know, we got it's a new game right now. It's a new game. The Owls got to come out, start fast. You know, and see if they can't chew into this lead a little bit. Again, down 35-14 here to start the second half.
Yeah, the three balls from Olean. Wow.
Yeah.
Seven and one half.
Yeah.
Most teams don't make seven in a game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, most teams don't make four in a game, and DeRose had you know, he had four of them alone. So, you know, we'll see. You know, maybe there's something a little bit different up Coach Bernardi's sleeve here. Again, this is, you know, here's a good opportunity to try something new. You know, again, what's that identity? Let's, you know, try something new. You know, maybe throw a 1-3-1. I don't know if they worked on that at all. But, you know, looks like Bradford's going to go back with their regular starters here. Johnson, Warner, Weinberg, France, and Reese. So it's Olien starts off the second half here. Bradford is 2-3 zone.
Extended 2-3 as well. Reese came way out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like it's almost that could almost be a 3-2 zone by the way they're playing it right now.
Well, I think it might be. You know, it might be, but there's another 3 ball by DeRose and that's no good, and that was Lucas Johnson had the rebound, but it was taken away from him by Anastasia, and then Anastasia goes up and he's fouled. So he's going to go to the line and shoot 2. Here with just 25 seconds gone in the second half here. So Anastasia at the line. The shot is up and no good off the back of the rim.
Lucas Johnson picked up that foul. That's his second.
Yeah, just the first team foul here since we just started the second half. Second shot by Anastasia, and that's good. Count it. So that's 36-14
now. Olien throws in a little wrinkle as they're in a press. And they almost get a steal, but instead Jake Franz going downhill, and they do get a steal. Olien the other way. Jack DeRose, corner.
Almost had a double dribble by Olien. But they do move the ball pretty well. Again, that's going to be a long 3, and that's good. That's number 5. Caden Tingley, that's his second 3 of the game, and that extends the lead to 39-14. So that's going to be Weinberg in a corner, back out to Reese, up top to Warner, over to France, down to Johnson. Johnson inside to Weinberg, tries
good
to get a cutting.
There. It's going to be a jump ball. Owls will retain it. That was some nice action there from the Owls. You know, they had a couple of cuts off of Chase, and he was able to throw that bounce pass to Jake, but it was just a good read defensively from Olien.
Yeah, they tied him up. And that's going to be
a steal.
Yeah, that was a nice hustle there. As they on the inbound play, got tipped out of bounds, but Olien saved it to another Olien player. But then they hustled back the other way. Mm-hmm. Just got to travel on Olien. So Bradford gets the ball coming back again, 39-14, 6:47 to go here in the third quarter. But Olien still has that press on.
2-2-1 press, as they have a center fielder there for anything deep. It's for him. As Warner dribbles in, jump shot no good. Weinberg with the rebound, that's good.
Yeah, that's great hustle there by Weinberg. And, you know, now it's 39-16. So they were able to break the press. You know, Weinberg got a great offensive rebound, and he put it up strong in traffic, and it's good. And what's that, 6 for Weinberg?
Chase has 6 today.
Yep, leading scorer for the Owls. So Olien back at the other end. They're moving the ball around. 16 seconds here in the shot clock. This might be the deepest that they've taken the shot clock here. They're going to get it into single digits, 9. And they fire up a 3 off the front of the rim, and he gets the kindly bounce.
Shooter's touch.
And that's Caden Tingley again, and that's another 3. So now it's 42-16, and that's his third 3 of the game.
And there's that cut we were talking about in the first half about the rub cut there into the opposite block, and Warner converts.
Yeah, maybe Coach heard you talking, or somebody called him. And then there's another 3 by DeRose. You can't even take a breath here, and he throws up another 3, and it's 45-18. And
DeRose almost came up with the steal. Johnson got it back.
You know, I don't know much about this Olien team. I'd be curious.
That's a nice take.
Very nice take by Lucas. 45-20. But this Olien team, I don't know if we just kind of caught them on a hot night here, or this is something that they do all the time. I really don't know. But if this is something they do all the time, man, they're going to be a tough out here in whatever section they play here in New York State. So Olien again. It was another deep 3 that he was going to take. But now Reese with a steal. He's going the other way. Reese up, and his shot's blocked. That was very good hustle.
Thomas Bates.
Yeah, good hustle by Bates as that layup was blocked.
And then Jake blocks it the other way. Jake's going to push it now. He has Reese to the right of him. He finds Reese. Reese lays it up, and no good.
No good. I think Reese was trying to draw the foul there, and
Gotta be careful doing that. And there's two more.
Yeah, so there's 2 more there, and that's number 25. That's Isaiah Smith. So it's 47-20. Olien. So we got Warner over to Reese for the long 3, and that's good. So that's a 3 by Reese. So that makes it 47-23.
Maybe that can get the Owls going.
Yeah, I hope so.
Bit.
You know, Olien's kind of walking the ball up court now. top of the key. Looks like Alger in a man-to-man again. So Olean working a wall around the top of the key. Back up top, that's DeRose. He's the guy you got to guard. Well, you got to guard them all because they've all seemed to have been able to shoot the three ball. There's another three, and that's good. Holy cow. So that's number 14, Anastasia. So that's his first three of the game, and now it's 50-23. And so that's a Warner, no good.
DeRose pushing it the other way. He's going to pull up in transition for three, no good.
No good. Weinberg with a rebound. Yeah. So France pushing it the other way. France top of the key. He's going to drive, kick it to Warner. Warner passes up the shot. He drives over to France, and he takes the shot. No good.
Almost banked it in.
But then Reese with the rebound, a nice up and under. No good. So Olean back the other way. It's going to be DeRose. He's actually going to take a step inside the three-point line, something he doesn't normally do. He kicked it back out, though. So I'm not sure what they're setting up here. Trying to drive to the hoop. And Isaiah Smith down there in the corner. He's going to back it in and that up, and that's good. So that's two more for Smith. And now it's 52-23 with 2:44 to go. Weinberg inside to France, up, and no good.
Weinberg got the rebound, however, and there's going to be a foul.
Yeah,
it looks like it's going to go on Olean. It looks like it's going to be number 23, Thomas Bates.
Yeah, it looks like Weinberg tweaked his ankle, too, on that. He was in a lot of traffic down there, so he tweaked his ankle. He's coming out. We got three subs going in. So you had Weinberg out, Lucas Johnson out, and Talon Reese out. And now you got Fitton, Ward, and Gleason in to go along with France and Warner. So here's Olean again. Now we get a good view of it where they pack it in and they got two guys on that inbounder. And Owls get it up top. That's very unique. I've never seen that.
They have five guys within 5 feet, maybe.
Yeah. And two of them are on the inbounder. So we got France top of the key. 2:21 to go here in the third quarter. A very quick third quarter, not many whistles. Over to Fitton, over to France. France inside to Gleason, and that's going to be a foul on Olean. That's on 14, Anastasia. So it's going to be Bradford inbounding it again, and then let's see here. It's going to be Olean with those two guys. They got five guys packed right in there. They get it quickly into Gleason, over to Fitton.
And they do a great job getting out of that, too, to find a guy.
And that's a nice shot by France. And so it's 25-52. Owls down with 2 minutes to go here in the third. So on a positive, I mean, the Owls are scoring a little bit here in the third quarter, so they picked up that a little bit. But on the negative, Olean keeps scoring.
And
it's going to be off Olean. That was an errant pass inside, and it was deflected by Fitton and then off of Olean, and it's going to be Bradford ball coming the other way. So just under two to go here in the third. We got France over the timeline. Looks to Coach Bernardi for the play. Over to Warner. Warner drives to the foul line, pulls it back out to France, to A.J. Gleason in the corner. He looks for a cutting Ward. Over to France. France for three. No good. And that's going to be a rebound by Olean, and they're pushing. There's DeRose the other way.
That was a good look from Jake there. He had a wide open three, and it just couldn't fall.
No, it was in and out. It was close. It was a good shot. Olean back the other way, a little up and under, and they do get a whistle. That so that's like, going to be a foul on Adam Ward, maybe?
That's what it looked like.
Ward. Looks like Weinberg's his ankle's okay. He's going to check back in after these free throws. So we got number 11, Dwayne Motley. He's at the line. He's going to shoot two. So the first one is up and rolls around. No good. So a minute to go here. 52-25. Weinberg checks in. Warner checks out. Couple subs for Olean as well. Second free throw here for Motley. Motley shot is up and good. Count it. So he makes 1 of 2, and he gets on the score sheet. That's his first points of the game, and it's 53-25. Another steal by Olean, and timeout by Olean. So we'll throw it back to the station. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Bradford Owls basketball here on WESB Sports. We have 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Owls are trailing the Olean Huskies 53-25. If you're just tuning in, it's been the three-point shooting for Olean that's been the name of the game here. You know, they've had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 threes. So 33 of their 53 points have come from behind the arc.
Nice steal there by Chase Weinberg as he went coast to coast, and he ended up getting fouled. This will be the first time the Owls are shooting a free throw tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's only been five free throws shot by Olean, and with 1 minute to go in the third, the Owls are finally at the free throw line here. So Weinberg up and no good. Okay. So one more coming here for Chase. Again, Owls trailing 53-25. Good. Count it. So that's a free throw by Weinberg. And so he's got, what, seven?
Yep, seven points for Chase tonight.
Leading score for the Owls, I do believe.
Yep.
So only back the other way very quickly, and they're going to drive to the hoop, and that's a block by Gleason. Olean gets the rebound, and another long three, no good. Another rebound by Gleason. So France comes over the timeline. A little bit of a shove out top. France gets around it. Jump shot up, no good. Ward fighting for the rebound. Fitton gets it. Fitton off of Olean's leg, and it's going to be Owl's ball.
Sideline out of bounds here for the Owls.
Let's see. Yeah, they don't put two players on the ball here. Only under the hoop.
Finds Jake up top. And again, great job by Olean. Just finding their man out of the out-of-bounds situations. And, oh, nice play there. Weinberg was looking for Gleason, but it went through his hands, and Adam Ward was on the doorstep waiting for it.
Yep, so that's 53-28, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Owls trailing 53-28. We'll be back in a moment. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Allegheny Limestone High School, Bradford Owls basketball. Start here of the fourth quarter, 53-28 Owls trail, Olean. So we got 8 minutes left. Right now I think you're just looking for, just for the Owls to hustle. Play hard for that last 8 minutes.
Find some positives going into tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow again, win or lose, they play at 2:30. They play Wellsville here back again at the Allegheny Limestone. The game will be broadcast here on WSB Sports by our co-announcer, James Patrick, will be announcing that game tomorrow. So that's going to be Olean coming out of the quarter here, their ball. They drive to the hoop, kick it out front. That's going to be a long three, and that one's short, no good. So that was DeRose.
Don't see that often, missing a three-pointer.
He kind of lost his touch there, and that's a good thing for the Owls. So fitting back the other way, down low to Gleason. Gleason drives, almost loses it, but gets it back. He's got Weinberg driving to the hoop, and that was a beautiful pass. And again, Gav, it's that play you kind of outlined back there in the first half where they kind of, you get the ball to one side, and you kind of roll that guy across the middle, and it's worked.
As Coach Hobbs used to say, the good old banana cut.
Yeah. So 53-30, Owls chiseling back into that Olean lead, and there's a little kick. I thought maybe it was off of Weinberg's hand, but it was off his foot. So it's going to be a kick, and it's going to be Oleum Ball underneath. So 7:10 to go, 53-30. It's going to be a full timeout by Olean, so we'll throw it back to Nick at the station. Again, 53-30, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Brian and Gavin Piscatelli here with Bradford Owls basketball. Again, 7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Owls trailing at 53-30. Again, they're chiseling in a little bit here.
Yep.
It was 53-25. They've scored the last 5 points. So let's see if they can't keep this momentum going here. You know, Olean has kind of gone dry from the three-point line, which is good. So the Owls are going to trap out of the inbound here. They got kind of Chase up top.
Good job there by Adam Ward.
So Chase has some length.
Yeah, he does.
So he's playing kind of the top of that. And now it looks like they might be in a little bit of a 1-3-1 or something here.
And Chase almost gets a steal off the inbound. Good anticipation there.
Yeah, so this might be a little 1-3-1 or something that they're playing, it looks like, or just a trapping. And it's going to be Chase does get the steal, and he's going to be fouled going in for the layup. So he's going to go to the line and shoot, too. So I like the change here by Coach Benardi going to that little trapping zone. You know, it might be a 3-2, it might be a 1-3-1. I'm not quite sure what they got there yet because Olean hasn't got into their offense enough for us to see. Oh, they're going to call that one on the floor. I thought they're going to get Weinberg for shooting two. So Fitton with a long three, and that's no good. Olean's going to come back the other way. They've kind of slowed it down a little bit, and I think slowing it down has hurt them.
Yeah, it really has.
You know, they like to play fast, and when they were playing fast, they were scoring. When they slowed it down, they've kind of slowed down their scoring a little bit.
And when they've slowed down, they've allowed the Owls to get set up into their defense, while when they were playing fast, it was one pass, two pass, three-pointer.
Yep, and that was it. Well, here comes DeRose for a long three, and just as we say that, he hits another one. So that's another three by DeRose, and now it's 56-30. Olean extends that lead to 26, and that's 6 threes by DeRose there for Olean. He's played a really nice game. So we got France coming back the other way, over to Fitton. Fitton, he's trying to drive, he's double-teamed, and you know, he was trying to get it to A.J., and A.J. kind of zigged and zagged, and A.J. went left, and the pass went right, and unfortunately out of bounds, and it's going to be Olean ball coming back the other way.
Yeah, it was just a tough play. That's about maybe the fourth or fifth time a play like that has happened for the Owls, where it's a dribble penetrate, and they look to kick, but the guy they're kicking to just misreads it.
Or somebody does. So we got a steal by France over to Gleason, up and under, and Gleason scores. So that's a nice, strong move by Gleason, 56-32, and 5:30 to go here in the game. So we got Olean coming back the other way. Owls still battling.
Oh, what a pass.
Yeah, they had him underneath. It looked like they were kind of in that 1-3-1, and they had a guy on the opposite block. And now they got to steal the other way, and there goes Olean in for the layup, and he's fouled, so that's no good. So it's 58. Yeah, it looks like who's that on?
That is going to be on Isaiah Fitton.
Oh, Fitton. Okay, and so we got Thomas Bates going to the line for two.
That was a really nifty pass, Bates, through the last time down.
Yeah, he hit Motley down low, and he got free on that low block and scored. So that first free throw was no good. So he'll get a second one. So we got Lucas Johnson checking back in, Fitton checking out. So we got France, Johnson, Weinberg, Gleason, and Ward for the Owls. Second one, and that one's good by Thomas Bates. So that gets so he's got eight on the game. So it's 59-32.
Just look for some positives here if you're at the Owls. You know, the 27 points with 5 minutes to go. That's not very realistic. But look for these last 5 minutes. you know, do the little things right.
Yep.
And take those into tomorrow's matchup versus Wellsville. Like, and then if you do things right today, you'll do them right tomorrow, and then league play is right around the corner.
That's right. You know, coming out of the, you know, coming out, they're going to have a, you know, start right after the first of the year.
Trip down to St. Mary's.
You know, you got Brookville, tough team. St. Mary's, Dubois, Punxsie, Elk is always tough. So, you know, they got a, there's a tough road here for the Owls. So, again, just getting that identity. So that's going to be a foul on Gleason, as that's going to send Caden Tingley to the line. And, again, Olean gets up the court very, very quickly. So, Tingley, this is going to be his first time at the free throw line. So the first shot is up, and that one is no good off the front of the rim. So we got a sub here for the Owls.
Greg Tyler coming in.
So he's a senior, correct? Senior Greg Tyler? Yeah, so he's in the ball game, and A.J. Gleason is out. Second shot is up, and that's good by Tingley. So that gets it 60-32. With 4:46 to go here, Owls still trailing. But as you mentioned, you know, let's get something positive going here. You can't get down on yourself. Get something rolling into tomorrow for Wellsville, and then, like you said, into that D9 play.
Yeah.
So you got France up top to Weinberg. Weinberg's going to shoot the three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Olean. They're still slowing it down, as you would think they would, up to 60-32. You know, you just can't slow it down enough with a shot clock when you got that big of a lead. So that's inside Olean back up top. Owls in, well, looks like they're kind of in a 3-2 zone, and that's another three by DeRose. Wow.
He's at 7 for him tonight.
Yeah. Kind of surprised that he's still in the ball game right now, but, you know, he's filling up the score sheet.
Nice inside pass by Jake inside to Chase and draws a foul. That's a great pass by Jake.
Yeah.
You know, him nice high ball fake, then you pass it down low with the bounce pass to where only Chase can go and grab that.
And Chase has played a really nice game here for the Owls. You know, he's battled hard on the boards, and it's going to be a turnover for the Owls. Inbound play off of Tyler and out of bounds.
Yeah, Chase, you know, he has 9 points tonight, but not only is he doing the right things offensively, he's playing great defense. Like right here, he's getting up into him, almost causing a turnover.
And
he actually made Olean call a timeout with his
so
pressure.
So it's a full timeout. We'll throw it back to the station. Owls trailing 63-32. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
On the internet, there are tons of special networking websites, but one stands apart. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Did you know in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant? If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, please visit matchingdonors.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, this is Owls are trailing Olean Huskies 63-32, 3:52 to go here in a ball game. Looks like the Olean coach called a timeout to get some subs in the game.
He's emptying the bench here. There's no need for DeRose and Bates and Anastasia to be out there up 31 points now.
And still throwing in three-pointers, so... So, you know, looks like we got France, Weinberg, Johnson, Tyler,
Derek and Lyons
in for the Owls here. So we got Olean again on the offensive end. Owls playing man. Five new subs for the Olean Huskies, and they're going to... Oh, he passed up a three in the corner. He's going to shoot a three, and that's no good. Rebound. That was a long, long rebound, and I don't think Johnson was expecting that long rebound, and it kind of, you know, caught him. He was midair trying to catch it and off his chest out of bounds. So we got, well, we do got five. Yeah, they're going to leave it a five, or are they resetting it here? I guess it was no possession, so.
From our vantage point, it did look like it nicked the rim. But
maybe it didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't hit the rim, so it was 5 seconds for Olean to 3-2, and they do get up a three, and that's no good. It's going to be Weinberg with a rebound coming back the other way. So that's the first time we actually heard the shot clock horn all game there. So we got Lions down to Johnson. Looking for Tyler inside. Back up to France for three, and that's good. Three-pointer by France, 63-35 with 3 minutes to go here.
That gives Jake seven for tonight.
So we got Olean coming back the other way over the timeline. Looks like Bradford's also going to empty the bench a little bit here, get some of those reserves in the ball game, and that's going to be a foul and a bucket. So you got number 22.
That's Cal Vogtley.
Vogtley, and he's going to get on the score sheet with an and one, and that gets it 65-35. We got a couple Owl subs coming in. So France is out. Weinberg is out. So we got Lions, Tyler, Johnson.
And then now checking in was Wyatt Stark and Jesse Taylor.
Okay, and that free throw is no good, but Taylor with a rebound.
Nice rebound there by Jesse.
So we got Lions over the timeline. He's going to take it top of the key, and that's going to be Lucas Johnson. Back out the Lions. Lions looking down the middle. He's going to kick it to Stark for a 10-footer. That's no good. Taylor with a rebound, and he's fouled, and he's going to go to the line for a 1-1 here. That's the 17th foul for Olean. So Jesse's going to go to the line.
That was some good hustle by Jesse, too. You know, he got the rebound on the free throw from Olean, and he gets the offensive rebound here with two guys draped all over him.
Yeah, no, it was great hustle by Jesse. You know, let's see if he can put these in.
WESB Bradford.
And he banked it in. So banked in by Jesse. So that's 65-36. He's got one more coming. Another shot by Jesse off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Olean. Olean coming back the other way. So we got 2:26 to go. Owls down 65-36. Top of the key. Owls in that man-to-man zone again. Swinging it around. Olean down low. You know, it's... Owls kind of had that slow start there, and another rebound by Taylor inside. So that was, two boards by Jesse. Owls kind of had that slow start,
yeah.
And then they just got that three-point buzzsaw from Olean that really we just had no answer for today. You know, especially DeRose. I mean, DeRose had 25 points and...
seven threes, I believe, right?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, yeah. Yeah, seven threes. Excuse me, 23 points. Or no, yeah, 14.
And
23 points.
That's number three, Keegan Evans from way downtown.
Yeah. Jeez. So 68-36. Even the guys off the bench are nailing threes here. Lucas down the middle lane, and he gets a little runner to fall. So that's a nice play by Lucas.
Nice little head fake there to get into the paint, and then he just hit a little, nice little teardrop floater, rolled around the rim, and foul.
Yeah, so 68-38, 1 minute to go here. Olean with the ball, working that shot clock. It's down to 22, long three, and that's good. That's number 33, Talon Stitt, and he nailed a three. So that's 71-38. Everybody's getting into the action here. That excited the crowd a little bit. So that's on the floor by Lions. So it's going to be a 1-1, though. That's the 18th foul. 44 seconds to go here. Lions at the line.
First one is up from Derek, and that's short.
No good. No good. So it's going to be Olean ball inbounding here with 44 seconds. So it looks like a couple more possessions here. One by Olean, one by Bradford ought to do it here. I'm sure Olean will work it all the way down. They'll have to shoot with about 6 seconds left on the shot clock, or on the game clock, excuse me. So Olean working around, Bradford and that man. They drive, kicks it out. Passed up another three inside. That's going to be a steal by Tyler. Lucas Johnson come back the other way, 17 seconds. Lucas down the middle, and he's fouled.
Nice take by Lucas.
That was a strong take by Lucas. He's fouled, so he's going to go to the line.
He's going to shoot a 1-1 here for the Owls with 12.3 seconds left.
No shooting foul there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, shooting foul.
Yeah, shooting foul. I think the one referee did,
he did show one and one. And then the players to crash the rebound there.
He did show 1-1. He corrected it to 2. So that was the first one counted by Lucas. Second one, no good. Jesse Taylor battling inside. It's going to be only on ball. So 71-39. Yeah, you're right. That's probably going to do it here with 10.9 seconds on the clock. I'm sure they're just going to hold it, get it over the timeline, and they'll probably just hold it till that final buzzer. Tough one here for the Owls. Again, they dropped that first game here to Olean, 71-39. We'll be back in a moment for some final stats and comments. Again, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
That concludes the game here in, at the nightcap of the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase as the Owls fall to the Olean Huskies, 71-39. Again, it was just a tough go here for the Owls against that hot shooting from Olean. 15 three-pointers.
15, wow.
15 three-pointers. So 45 points, for the Olean from behind the arc. And their three-point shooting outscored the Owls. So Owls only had 39 on the board, and they had 45 from behind the arc. So just a tough go there by the Owls. So I'll just run through here some final score sheet stats here from Olean. So we had Anastasia. He had 6 points with 1-3. Bates had 8 points with 1-3. Keegan Evans had 3 points with a 3. Dwayne Motley had 3 points. Isaiah Smith had 9 points with one of those coming from behind the arc. Talon Stitt had a 3 for 3 points. Caden Tingley, he had 11 with 9 coming behind the arc. So he had 3 three-pointers. And then Cal Vockley, he had 2. But the player of the game was Jack DeRose. He put in 23, and he had 7 threes right
wow.
there. So 23 points, 7 threes. Anastasia, in this tournament, they do a nice job recognizing some of the players. They do a sportsmanship and a player of the game from each team. Sportsmanship went to Anastasia. Player of the game went to DeRose. What do you have on the Owl side?
Adam Ward, 2 points. Lucas Johnson and Talon Reese each nodded 5. Jake Franz with 7. Brendan Warner with 4. Isaiah Fitton with 2, A.J. Gleason with 4, Jesse Taylor with 1, and then Bradford's player of the game, Chase Weinberg, put in 9.
Yeah. So he was recognized, as you mentioned, as the player of the game for the Owls, and Warner got the he was recognized as that sportsmanship player, you know, for the Owls. Again, quick turnaround.
Yep.
They'll be back at 2:30 tomorrow here on WESB Sports versus Wellsville. I'm not sure, you know, what Wellsville's like, but I can't imagine. That they're going to make 15 threes like Olean just did. I can't imagine that they're going to. But so we'll see how that plays out. You know, it's Owls got a lot to learn from this game. You know, they played hard. The ball just didn't go. The shots just didn't fall for them. You know, they had a little bit of a few turnovers on that miscommunication thing. But again, they adapted well at halftime. You know, they were down 35-14 at halftime, and they're able to score some points in that second half and end with 39. So, but Olean, they were just consistent, you know, 18-30, you know, they scored 18-17, yep. You know, 20, 16 points, you know, they're just very, very consistent team and
tough to beat.
But yeah, tough to beat, especially if they're going to shoot like that. I mean, any team, I mean, if the Owls come out and make 15 threes, nobody's going to beat them. So, again, it just was a tough, tough game. You know, it's, you know, we'll be back tomorrow. Again, James Patrick will be on the call tomorrow, for Gavin Piscatelli, for Nick back at the station. Owls fall 71-39. We now join the Dallas Cowboys and Tennessee Titans game already in progress. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.